The following shiur has been delivered by Rav Meir Meisels of the Scranton Community Kollel and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Yuma Daf Nun Aleph. The Mishnah on Amud Beis speaks how the Kohen Gadol would walk between the two parochesin, the two curtains that were mavdil between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Rabbi Yossi says, no, there was only one parochesin. And the Gemara asks, Shafer Kamer Rabbi Yossi, L'chir Rabbi Yossi's tiny good, he has a pasuk, says, HaParoiches Yeh Mavdil, is only a single parochesin that's mavdil between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Which the Gemara answers, no. In the Mishkan, there was taka only parochesin, a single parochesin, and that was the whole hefsek they had between the Kodesh and Kodesh HaKadoshim. However, in the Mikdash Sheni, they had a problem. Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, was not as tall, and therefore, he was able to build a wall between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Amma Traxim. That single Amma thick wall was mavdil, separated from the Kodesh HaKadoshim to the Kodesh, and since it wasn't so tall, he was able to build it only an Amma thick. However, when it came to build Beis Sheni, and Mikzeres Akosov from the Psukim Yecheskel came out that Beis Sheni has to be taller, Beis Sheni has to be higher. To build a wall that high an Amma thick is impossible. To make a wall more than an Amma thick, you can't do, because that's because Hakol B'Ksav Mi'an Hashem, you only have a right to make an Amma traction, one Amma between Kodesh, Kodesh, and Kodashim. So Mela, they're going to hang a curtain. Came to hang a curtain, they had a Shaila. In Shlomo's Beit HaMikdash, did the Kedusha of Kodesh HaKadoshim begin on the Heichal side of the wall, on the outside of the wall? Or maybe the Kedusha of Kodesh HaKadoshim started only on the inside of the wall? Since they didn't know if the Kedusha starts on the inside, the Kedusha starts on the outside, they put up two parochesin. One on the outside of the Amatraxin, one on the inside of the Amatraxin. And therefore, now when the Kohen Gadol goes and Beis Sheni, he walks in to Kodesh HaKadoshim, he has to travel through two curtains, he has to pass between the two curtains to get from the Kodesh into the Kodesh HaKadosh. This wall, this mechitza between Kodesh and Kodesh HaKadosh is not the only wall in the Beis HaMikdash. We find there's a chayma around the Azara, there's a chayma around Har HaBayis, and there's a chayma around Yerushalayim. What's the halach of the thickness of those walls? Well, the Rambam in Ma'aser Sheni, Perek Beis of Ma'aser Sheni, Lagabe the Halach of Yerushalayim, and the Perek Vav Beis Abchiri Lagabe the Halach of Azara, says that the thickness of the wall has the Kedusha of the inside of the wall. Therefore, my Tashena can be eaten in a window of the wall of Yerushalayim as long as you're within the outside Heket, the outside border perimeter of the wall. Who are in Azara, and the thickness of the walls, and therefore the windows, and therefore the doorways of the walls of Azara, all Kedush Begushas Azara, with the exception of Shar Nikna. The Gemara says a number of places that Shar Nikna, they left Chol, they weren't Mekadosh it, so the Mitzrayim, who have to put their hands into the Azara, could stand in that Shar and just reach, put their fingers from Matan Bahinus into the Azara, and they should have protection, B'chamav, Me'achamav, B'kshavav, Me'akshavav, to make it easier for them, for a Soita to stand under there. We were not Mekadosh the Toich of that Shar, but all the other Sharim, all the other doorways and the windows of the Azara, Al Kodesh B'Kedushas Azara. The Rambam goes so far to say, Nochus Korban Pesach Perek Tes, we know the Korban Pesach has to be eaten in one bayis, or bayis Ahuye Yochel. The Rambam says that also the outside perimeter of the house is the end of the bayis, and therefore you can sit in a niche in the wall, in a window, or in the doorway, and eat your Korban Pesach, and it's not called Chutz, it's not called taking the Korban Pesach out of the house. Shaila is, what about the wall around the Har HaBayis? Har HaBayis, we have no makor, no psak of the Kedusha. If the Kedusha starts from the inside, the Kedusha starts from the outside. Avnei Nezer, the Siman Tov Nun, discusses this Shaila, and he says, L'chayra, we should compare the Har HaBayis to Azara to Yerushalayim. And just like the Azara in Yerushalayim, the Kedusha extends all the way to the outside perimeter of the wall, so to the Har HaBayis, the Kedusha should extend to the outside perimeter of the wall. Then he says, maybe not maybe we should compare her abayas to the amatraksin of our sugya, which is the sofik if it was kodesh or not. Zot in Yerushalayim, the Gemara speaks in the beginning of the second parak of Shavuot, Bezdin is allowed to be Moisif. Moisif in Aloir, Moisif in Allah Azorah. So, Bezdin, when they come to Mekadosh the Azorah, they'll go around the Azorah with the Shiori Mincha, the whole process, the Gemara describes their Shavuot, how you Mekadosh Azorah. And when they're being Mekadosh, they can have Kavona, Lehedya, we want to be Mekadosh, even the thickness, the whole Tarich HaKoymah. We want the whole Oyv HaKoymah to have the Kedushas Azorah. After all, it's beyond Bezdin to do. Bezdin's Mekadosh, that's how Bezdin did it. Same thing Yerushalayim. The Gemara says, they take the Lach Metoida, they take Bezdin and a Melech, a Kohen Gadol, Sanhedrin, and Shir, and they go around the city of Yerushalayim, they say certain Kapitel Chetilim, and with that, they are Mekadosh, the city of Yerushalayim. So since Bezdin's the one who's being Mekadosh, the city, they'll put on the Kedusha where they want the Kedusha to be. They wanted the Kedusha to go the full thickness of the wall, so they did it. Masha'in Kain, we don't find any place that you could be Maisef on Harabayas. And Adarabba, it's Mavur and Kamasugis, you shouldn't be able to be Maisef on the Kedushas Harabayas. Harabayas is a clearly designated area, it's the mountain. If it's not the mountain, it can't be Harabayas. Can't make the mountain bigger. And therefore, since you can't be Maisef al Kedushas Harabayas, Bezdin would not be able to be Mvarim, be Mashit the Sofik, of what's the halacha of the Toich HaChayim and the Ovi HaChayim, like they were able to do in Azara, like they were able to do in Yerushalayim. And Avnei Nezer says another spot. That is, Bezdin has a vested interest in being Mekadosh the Toich HaChayim of Azara and the Toich HaChayim of Yerushalayim. Because let's be Maruch of the area, let's spread out, give the Olam a little more place to eat the Kotcher Kadoshim in Azara, to eat the Kotcher Kalim and the Maaseh Sheni in Yerushalayim. Masha'in Kain, since there's no halachas of eating, there's no real halachas of the makam of a harabayas that we stand to gain by making the Teich HaChaymah Kaddish, why should we be Mekaddish it? And the Abinezer is not really pushed at the Shaila, he brings the Yerushalmi in Psochem. Yerushalmi says that the Teich HaShar, the Halal HaShar, the harabayas was not Kaddish, and the Olam would leave their shoes in the thickness of the walls of a harabayas. Gemara says in Yevamos, Mikdash Tirol, there's a chi of Meirah Mikdash, and one of the halachas of Meirah Mikdash is lo yikonis sham with shoes on your feet, with your money belt, with your stick. And therefore, if you see they could walk with their shoes into the halal hashar of Harabayas and leave them there, obviously the thickness of the wall, at least in the Sha'arim, wasn't Niskadish. But maybe that's only the Sha'arim, like we find Sha'niknor, even though all the other thickness of the walls of Azara was Niskadish. 100% Kedushas Azorah, still the Sha'ar Nikna wasn't Kaddish B'Kedushas Azorah. So who I did not tell you that only the Sha'arim of the Harabayas were not Niskadish, but the rest of the thickness of the wall perhaps was Niskadish. And Avnei Nezer blibes Shver, not pushed 100% which way to go on this. Comes out a tremendous Nafkamina. Because, as we know, today the Kaisel Maravi is the last full standing wall of the Beis HaMikdash. It's a wall that surrounded the Harabayas. And people come, and they want to know, can we touch the Kaisel? Can we put our fingers in the cracks of the Kaisel? What about the buildings that are built up to the left of the Kaisel Plaza? There are houses that are built all the way up to the Kaisel Maravi. What if I buy a house over there and I have a window going from my house into the Harabayas? Am I allowed to put my hands into that window? Am I allowed to climb into that window? What about the doorways further up to the left of the Kaisel, the Mokon that we daven by the Kaisel? There are doorways into Harabayas. Can I walk into that doorway? Is the doorway Kaddish or not? Maybe only the door that Chazal left out of the Kedushas Harabayas, which today is buried deep underground, maybe only that door is the place that doesn't have Kedushas Harabayas. But the rest of Harabayas, the rest of the doors that we have today are like windows that would have Kedusha there in the Ovi HaChayim. The Sefer Mishkan at Lavra Yaakov, Ramesh Al-Galvstein, one of the Gedolei Yerushalayim of over 100 years ago, he brings Reb Shule Diskin. Reb Shule was very worried not to touch the Kaisel because maybe there's cracks and you're going to put your finger into a crack and you're going into the Harabayas B'tumah. However, the Mirag Yerushalayim Mikadmas Dinah for Darius was to touch the Kaisel, to to kiss the Kaisel. And we see not like this sack from Sholeh. When the German Jews came up to Yerushalayim to Eretz Yisrael in the late 1800s, they sent the Shaila back to the Rabbonim back in Germany. And they sent back an interesting horror. They said that, you know, the wall, the Kaisel Maravi, standing now for over 2,000 years, maybe 3,000 years, parts of it. Zichr, some of the stones have become worn down over the years. Especially Yedua, that after the Churban, the Romans covered the Kaisel over with dirt, with garbage, and only many years later it was dug up and uncovered again. Zichr, part of the wall got worn out, got rubbed out. If you hold it to Eide HaChayim, all the way to the outside perimeter was Kaddish, then if you put your hand on the outside of today's Kaisel, you're touching a few millimeters into what was once part of Kedushas HaRabayim. Because it really was Kaddish Kedushas HaRabayim, just now that stone is rubbed away, it's not there. So Mela, they said, that Zichr, you shouldn't touch the stones of the Kaisel, you should stay a little bit back. Said over on one of the Gedalim of the Tree of the Gedar, that when he came to the Kaisel for the first time, he searched for a stone that looked to him like it wasn't rubbed out at all, it wasn't worn out at all, and that one he held, he could touch, he could kiss. Derech Agav, there's a Svara brought down, the Achronim, that there should never be a problem with touching the Kaisel. Because even though we hold Bia B'mikseh Shmo Bia, only partially going into the Makom HaKadosh is considered like you went in. Maybe that svara is only when you're going through a doorway, when you're going through a window. If you put your hand into a doorway, then I could say, Bia v'miktash mabia, it's like your whole goof already came through this doorway like you walked in. But that's only to be said by a door, by a window, where the derech is to go in through it, where it's possible to go in through it. But the cracks in the kaisel, where it's a dead end, you can't go any further, then who says that putting a finger into a crack is Bia v'miktzas? Bia v'miktzas doesn't just mean if I go in a little bit, it's like I went all the way in. It means the tchilas be the beginning of walking in is like the seif be, it's like I walked in Gansa. But if it's something that doesn't have the afsharis, it's impossible to go in completely, then it could be yishuv mutter. There's another reason to stay further back when one goes to the kaisel. And that is that the stones of the kaisel are not perfectly lined up, a straight line going up and down. Rather, each one tapers in a little bit. About an inch and a half, each one works its way up. It's all, if you look at it from the side, it's almost like a staircase. You can see how they taper in one from the next. We, today at the Kaisel, only have about 11 rows of stone. Underneath the Kaisel Plaza, and running along the whole length of the wall, there are much more rows of stone underground. If you hold it, the Kedushas HaRabayis begins in the outside perimeter of the wall. And the original outside perimeter of the wall was a good 2, maybe even 3 feet back from where the Kaisel that we stand by today is. Because were you to dig down, you'd see that there's more and more rows of stone, and each one sticks out an inch or two. And you add up all those inches, you'd have to stand quite a distance away from this, from the wall. After all, if the HaRabayis Kedusha starts by the Ovi HaChayma, and the Kedusha HaRabayis goes from Tehoima at Reima Rokia, so you stand right next to the wall, you're really standing over a chelik, a lower chelik of the wall, and comes out you're in the HaRabayis. However, all of this is only a problem if you're a Tomei, a Tumah Yotze Migufo, a Zav, a Valkeri, a Ishanida, which is a Tumah Yotze Migufo. However, Tmeimes is Mutter b'Harabayis. Tmeimes is Meis Atzmei, the Gemara says, you could bring into Harabayis. Therefore, if a person was Teuvel, he's only a Tful Yayin, and we have a Chazaka, the Magen Avraham says, that we're not Zavim, so a person doesn't even have to be Teuvel in a Mikvah, Mayim Chayim, like a Zav. Regular Tfil of a Mikvah, a person could assume he's only a Tful Yayin, then it would be Mutter for him to walk up until the Kaisel, and even to touch the stones, to put his fingers in the cracks, because he isn't from the Tmeim that are Mushlach from the Machna Leviya, from the Kedushas HaRabayis. So the Maitre, if somebody wants to go to the Kaisel tunnels, which run alongside the Kaisel Maravi, the full length, all the way to the northern end of the wall, you don't want to have any Shilas, Parsha Te'etze, go to the mikveh that morning, then you'll only be a Tfil Yoyim, even from a Tumei Yetze Megufay, and then it would zich be mutter to go through those tunnels, even if at times you have to crouch down and press yourself up against the wall of a Harabayis. There's no problem of a Viva Mitzvah of a Tomei going into Harabayis.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.